Happy Sunday, my favorite little friends. Are you comfortable? Are you ready for story time? Here we go. Today's book from the Arch Book series is called The Little Boat That Almost Sank. I love this one. It's based on two of the Gospels, Matthew 14, 22 through 23, and Mark 6, 45 through 51. So if you want, you could read those portions of the Bible with your parents later. This story was written by Mary Warren. Okay, here we go. "I'm tired," said Jesus to his friends one evening. "I will send the crowds away, and then I must go into the hills alone to talk to God, the Father. You men row across the lake in your boat, and I will meet you after a while." The sun had set like an enormous red balloon floating down to the edge of the sky, and now the birds tucked their heads under their wings to sleep. The flowers folded themselves quietly for the night, and the stars prickled their sparkly way into the great black blanket of night. Peter raised his hands in prayer. "I will shove the boat off," said James to his friends as they took up the oars. The only sound was the soft sound of wind whooshing the waves and the soft slap of oars dipping into the water. "The wind is getting worse," said John after they had rowed for a bit. "We want to make our boat go one way, but the wind is starting to push it the other way." By then, the sound of the wind had become like the roar of an angry lion. The little waves turned to big waves, and the big waves thumped and bumped and rocked the boat and splashed water into it everywhere. "I'm scared," shouted Andrew above the noise of the wind and the boom of the waves. "I'm a fisherman and have been in rough water many times, but this is terrible. I'm scared." "I am too," shouted Peter. "If Jesus were here, I would not feel so scared." "Oh, I wish he'd come with us," called another man, wet and trembling and afraid. When Jesus looked out from the top of the hill where he was praying, he could see the boat rocking in the moonlight and all of the men pulling hard at their oars. "This is a strong wind," he said to himself. "It's the middle of the night and they're getting nowhere. They must be wet and cold and frightened." Down the hill went Jesus, down the hill and over the rocks, down in the dark, until he got to the shore. The wind hissed and the waves roared and the boat rocked and the men trembled afraid. Then they saw Jesus. He was walking toward them on the water. They were stiff with fear. "A ghost!" they screamed. "The storm is bad enough, but now a ghost?" But over the hiss of the wind and the boom of the waves and the cries of the men came a voice they knew. "It is I. Do not be afraid." "Jesus! Oh, Jesus!" called Peter. "If that is really you, please tell me to come to you on the water." In the darkness above the roar of the wind, Jesus said quietly, "Come, Peter. Come." Peter climbed over the side of the boat, and looking straight ahead at Jesus, he felt brave. He took some steps out on top of the water. But suddenly the waves thundered in his ears, and instead of looking at Jesus, he looked down. "I can't do it," he thought to himself, and he began to sink. "Lord, help me," he cried. Jesus quickly stretched his arm and caught him. "Peter, Peter, you thought you could not do it? Why don't you have more faith in me? Together they climbed into the boat. The wind stopped roaring, and the waves stopped pounding, and the boat stopped rocking. And there came again the gentle whoosh of the waves and the soft slap of the oars dipping in water. Jesus, whispered Peter and Andrew and all of the men, you can make a storm go away. You can make the winds hush. When you are with us, we are not afraid. What a comforting thought. Jesus is with us, even during the storms. Just keep watching, keep listening, keep praying through him to Heavenly Father. Stay hopeful, stay true, be wonderful, special little you.